Okay, we're back. We're back with Nicolette Pace, talking nutrition. And where we left off, I have a question. When the first meal of the day is important, breakfast. I've read some places where you should have water and then wait a half hour for coffee. Most people get up and have coffee. Is there any truth to that, or makes that?
No, you'll get some of these rituals. I mean, sometimes people need to have medication on an empty stomach. I mean, there's a lot of this, lemon water, cayenne pepper cleansing type things.
Right, right.
Certain cultures do have it. It's fine, but for the most part, we're looking at seeing if we can correct some of these really, really nasty diet habits. They do take a toll.
So coffee, the first thing, is not nasty.
It's fine. No, okay. It's actually great.
Okay. I don't want Aya happy.
Yeah, no. It's
next.
Scientifically proven. It's an ergogonic aid.
Go to the bathroom.
Get you moving.
So the primary problem that you run into in your world, what would that be?
It's going to be what's reflected in the media. Everybody practically is concerned about their weight. Even if they may or may not have a weight problem, it's out there. It's been dictated to us. Some really do have problems. Others just, it's an image thing. But universally, I would say three-quarters of people in the outpatient community are concerned at some level with their weight. And then with that, it is probably going to involve the highest level of counseling skills, because it is not an easy solution. And you could look towards what are the real remedies out there and how ineffective they've been. Every once in a while we get a new piece of data showing we're going in the wrong direction. So it's going to be a multifactorial type project for people. And the habits is an important thing to look at, because they're repetitive and they do take a toll. So we have this, meal scheduling type thing, meal skipping, irregular meals, eating too late at night. Here's a real common one, rapid eating. And there are actually some, high-tech devices out there now to try and help you slow down your eating pace. There's something called a fork that beeps if you're taking too many bites. It looks like we're coming to this because people are just so preoccupied.
Is it an app on a smartphone?
No, it's actually a fork, and we did feature it on a CBS segment, et cetera. But by and large, gulping, it's improperly chewing. We have complaints of digestion, et cetera. Why do you eat fast? Sometimes it may be the people that are next to you are eating fast, and you're kind of racing it through because they're a fast eater. But a lot of times you're overly hungry, and you just can't wait to get the food in your mouth because you're starving. So again, we're going back to this meal planning and meal spacing. A lot of times with less careful choices, you end up grabbing street food, or what I like to call hand-to-mouth eating, foods that you hold in your hand. You don't have that little step between of using utensils. You're just kind of using your hand and your mouth. And once your mouth starts tasting the food, wow, a lot of stuff happens. All bets are off. There's a lot of pleasure involved. You're chewing, and you can just kind of shove down pretty quickly. Anything from pizza to Frank's to hamburgers, and we eat an awful lot of foods stuff that are handheld.
I also believe that there's a certain amount of nature that comes into the equation. I happen to be one of those fortunate people that can eat just about anything and drink just about anything, and I don't gain any weight. Now, I do stay very active, but I am fortunate that I can probably eat what you eat and I wouldn't gain any weight. But I think that comes into the equation, too.
Absolutely. And what you're speaking of is actually your metabolic rate. This is something that actually involves a procedure or a test that you can actually look and see. And it does help to explain why some person could eat X calories and not gain a pound, and the other, all they have to do is look at it and they've gained a pound. So everybody has a unique metabolic rate and a unique factor. It's a procedure that's done. It really only needs to be done once in a person's life. I recommend it as another vital sign. And the interpretation of that test is probably really important. So this is really where we excel. We do this at the office. And
you get involved with that type
of thing? Oh, absolutely. It's really unbelievably revealing.
Actually, I want to just say something, which I am supposed to say, that Project Independence does not endorse any particular business, but we find that the businesses we bring on are the people that are most knowledgeable in it.
Oh, thank you.
Nutrisource, I know, is in Great Neck.
Yes.
Is this something that's covered with insurance? If somebody was to call you in Great Neck to come in for a visit. Is this just a nutritionist, or is nutritionism, if that's a word, covered with insurance?
I like that word, and I think we could use it more often, nutritionism. Medical nutrition therapy is actually a medical procedure, so there's a procedure code for it, and it will be covered by insurance. However, everybody's plan is different. They may or may not have that as a coverable benefit. As far as me as being a provider, I'm in network with virtually all insurance plans.
Wow, okay.
But I can't help if your plan allows four visits a year for only diabetes and you're coming in because you got a digestive problem. So we do call a person's plan for them as a courtesy to see if we can find out in advance, because you know, nobody really wants to be saddled with the bill. And if you have the insurance, I mean, shoot, we want to be able to use it.
Well, of course,
and,
of course.
But again, it's the field is actually a thorn in my side, because there's been so many changes. Any medical practitioner will tell you it's hard to keep up with. The Affordable Care Act has changed the whole dynamics of the field, headache after headache. But we, you know, that's really what we do. We'll go to the nth degree to try and see what we can do with your insurance first, etc. And I think it could be a good place to start. And this would help persons with habits. I think ultimately long-standing habits are really the ones that are extremely hard to break.
Well, like Weight Watchers is somewhat journaling and some of these different things. But the point is, with Nutrisource, I'm not saying it's Weight Watchers, but you're advocating journaling, but also then you are working with the person saying, you know what, you can have that piece of chocolate because it comes in within the points of Weight Watchers, but you really shouldn't be having the chocolate with your diabetes or whatever it is. You should be having a carrot.
Right. Yeah. But what you're looking at is mostly not just kind of laying out for the person the very basic superficial knowledge. We all kind of know this, but it's literally moving more and eating less is really not effective. It really isn't. There is so much more involved. The whole field is actually called bariatric science, and there's a wealth of information that's available for people for weight management, and it is impossible to be covered in a commercial program. You have to recognize commercial program is just that. It is not a medical program.
Very good.
It's totally a different situation. It's no different than you walking into a car dealership and they're trying to sell a car to you. So these commercial programs sometimes are even negative. They foster a dieting mentality and this whole cheating scenario. And long term, most of my patients who have had long standing problems who are eventually going for weight loss surgery, which is another really key specialty of mine, have told you they've all been graduates of these commercial programs. And it's left them just completely frustrated, feeling like they've tried everything and nothing's worked. And they really haven't tried anything effective. They've tried nothing but superficial programs, over-the-counter pills or programs that have pre-purchased meals or, you know, sessions where they sit around and everybody kind of chews the fat, quote-unquote, on, you know. All you got to do is stop. All you got to do is make this low-calorie Jell-O and it's all going to go away.
Now, so, you know, what about the idea like this? Lots of different diet foods around, all right? I think people get caught in a loop. I know a lot of people that drink diet soda, and none of them are thin. Not a one of them, all right?
Isn't that interesting? You know, frankly, we've never had more diet foods available to us, and yet we've never had a greater problem. So, again, just logically looking at it, obviously these things do not work. They're, if anything, supposed to be used as part of a program, as a tool or as an aid. But this running around self-directing, just ad-lib drinking things, it doesn't work. Not only that, but there's some evidence that some of these sweeteners are actually working the opposite and fostering sugar cravings, etc. And I do have my own research on this to kind of substantiate how it doesn't necessarily work. So just kind of want to get the message out that there is sound science and there are effective weight loss strategies, but they're suspect when they're put into the hands of a food company who is now also a diet program.
Right.
I'm not going to put any names out there, but
it's interesting. All these diet foods, sodas, etc., and yet we have a population that's
overweight
at the greatest percentage.
Well, they want to move product. It's
different
than the car.
I understand. Yeah, I agree.
But we think it's all, you know, benign.
We only have a few minutes left.
Sure.
Nutrisource is in Great Neck. What's your phone number?
516-482-3100. And website is
3100, you said?
Yep. The website is Nutrisource.org. lots of free information, lots of information on some of the hot topics that have been in the news. There's a topic we're going to be shooting on Monday for CBS. It's really interesting. It's going to be on gut bugs and how bacteria in your body can actually affect your weight, both up and down.
Are you big on probiotics? Is that a big thing?
Well, no. There's a lot of valid science behind it.
Taking them, I mean, people take them as a supplement or... It's true.
And some people do need therapeutic doses. But again, with me as a, you know, one of my credentials as a registered dietitian and nutritionist is to use food. We have to eat something. So we should look at food first. It's easy to add pills and supplements later. But the food part has to be your baseline. So, you know, that's the most important thing.
Terrific. And also people can call at any given point 311 or you can call 516-869-6311 or as we said earlier, you can call Zach if you need any information.
Yeah, right. Ready to get the corned beef sandwich.
And if you want a corned beef sandwich.
Do you have evening hours?
Yes, evenings and Saturdays.
Okay.
Evenings,
well, that's important.
You know, I have also two other nutritionists, but I'm involved in every person's care. And, you know, it's a wonderful atmosphere. It's the way I practice, based on a lot of my other credentials, is not something that is going to be superficial.
So. Okay. Last question. Got 30 seconds. The importance of water.
Water. Yes, but we can't be slushing around. A lot of people are drinking way too much.
Good point.
You know, it could be anywhere from 6 cups of water up to 12, depending on your size and your activity and the temperature.
Plus, you get water and lots of other things besides
free water
just
and food.
Having a cup.
Yes, like
which
lettuce.
Is your friend, your cousin.
He was
lack
dehydrated.
Of water.
Yeah,
so,
I didn't
so it's
drink
important.
Water either, and that was not a good thing either.
Fortunately.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Project Independence and You, and I want to thank Nicolette from Nutrisource, which is in Great Neck, very much.
Thank you.
These things go so fast, and your information was wonderful.
Thank you.
And I'm sure we'll have you back, and feel free to get in touch with Nicolette if you have any questions.